Okay, so it's Thursday the 23rd and Friday the 24th of Feb. On Thursday, got up sort of regular time, made my way to work, and throughout the day, doing a lot of work on sort of rules and procedures for Silverstone and how we integrated that as well. I had to do some drives in between, and the old safety briefing that, but went really well. One thing, it was 16 degrees, really warm, and lovely sunshine and everything outside. I actually took some pictures of that and it looked really nice. All that was done and okay. So yeah, I spent a lot of time putting bits and pieces together for Silverstone. And then in the evening, it was Steve Cropley's 1,000 columns. So over the years, sort of 20 years he's been writing his column. They were celebrating his time at Autocar. So once I finished work, I nipped over to the Brooklands Hotel. Dad had a room there, so I chilled out for about 45 minutes, watched a bit of TV and Cool Deli and things like that on FaceTime and Julie. And then made my way back over to MB World. Saw a lot of people from over the years at Haymarket, and it was good to see all them. And then once we had a little bit of a sort of champagne reception, we made our way outside where Steve was being chauffeur driven from the hotel to the museum in a really old Mercedes. And his chauffeur driver was Stirling Moss, and the guy opening the door for him and being his humble servant was John Surtees. So that was really cool and fun. Then we went up for dinner. The dinner was really nice, and all the courses were excellent. And there was about 230 people there, so a lot to entertain and do that. It was really a fantastic evening where lots of people stood up. We had video blogs from Michael Schumacher, Ross Brawn, people like that, and we had our main head boss man for Mercedes in the UK called Marcus. He stood up and did a speech, and then the right-hand man of Luca de Montemello of Ferrari stood up and did a chat, and lots of his friends did as well. But something that really comes back to me as well that Steve said at the end of his chat is, he said in his words, if you pick the right profession, not one day feels like work. And I mean, absolutely amazing words that, and it made me think, yeah, that's how I feel. I think I'm very pleased to be what I'm doing, and yeah, it's good, even though it can be quite stressful sometimes, but it's good positive stress, and it's worth doing. So yeah, after that, made my way home. It's quite late. Got back after midnight, and Ellie was flat out asleep, so hardly saw her too much. Gave her a good kiss goodnight and then went to bed myself. Today, got up again. The weather's been mild again, really nice. And I've been with Jodie in track control all day. And, again, lovely sunny day outside. But our main issues and stresses have been trying to deal with only just the right amount of cars for the weekend. We've had to do a lot of juggling around to make it work. Because the SLS went down today, but fingers crossed we're there and I'm in charge this weekend. If we go a car down, that's when I've got to start sending people home, but we'll see. Fingers crossed. So there we go. So then I also washed the cars, washed Jodie's car, washed my car, and then made my way home around 6:15. Stopped off at Tesco. To get a children's book for Ellie, and I've got a big bunch of flowers for Julie as well. Got home and had dinner, and then watched a bit of TV. Watched Mega Factories on Williams. That was quite interesting. And now we're just going to wind down and yeah, just have some time to chill out and have an early night, I think. So anyway, that's it for me for today. I'm going to shoot now, but until next time, goodbye now.